Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, I can't hear myself in my headphones. Okay, let's bring it up, that's good.
We don't have any music tonight, brothers and sisters, so we're going to have to hear the music that disappears in our ears. And it's Saturday night, if you're listening to us live. Welcome to Radio Suzy 1 on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation. Right here in the soul of downtown L.A., Dr. Susie's Speakeasy. And I would like to request that we turn down my recording that it is blaring through the speakeasy right now, because it's giving me a sense of deja vu of about five seconds ago. So turn that down, or I'll go crazy. Turn it down. No one's turning it down. All right. No one pays any attention to me. Except, okay, someone paid attention to me. All right. Here we are! It's another Saturday night at the Dr. Susan Block Show. And I have a very special guest in my studio tonight. And her name is Maggie. Hi, Maggie.
Hello, Dr. Susie.
How you doing tonight?
Good.
You look beautiful.
Thanks. Sexy.
Well, gosh, thanks. I don't know how you always look, but whenever I see you, you look very sexy.
I can attest to that. Okay, so we have a second emotion that you are sexy.
Thank you all. How come you're so sexy? It must be in my jeans.
Big boobies running in your family? Yes. Well, you got some nice boobies there. But I wouldn't say you're leading with your boobs. No, mine are the smallest of the family. But okay, so the family has some major boobs. And you are just kind of heading up The boo-boo department, but not in a big way.
Yes. Okay. We're getting there.
That helps. So tell me a little bit more about you.
Well, I'm a pharmacy technician.
You get us drugs.
Yeah, I have a lot of them.
Really? What do you have?
Well, I just had surgery a while back, wisdom teeth taken out. So I got Vicodin. And penicillin. No, it also constipates you with Vicodin. That's not sexy. Okay. So you're a pharmacist.
You're a friendly neighborhood pharmacist. Oh, is there a difference?
Pharmacists go to school for like eight years and pay thousands of dollars.
Okay, you didn't pay that much.
Oh, no.
I like money. So you're a pharmacy technician. Does that mean you can fill subscriptions? No, not subscriptions. For a magazine. Okay, pre. Yeah, that's before you get a subscription, you get a prescription, and then you get a magazine. Yeah, fill prescriptions. All right. And was that something they really wanted to be, or you fell into it?
I fell into it, actually.
You fell into it like a ditch on the side of the road?
Like, just kind of, how'd that happen?
It was a summer job, and my boss kind of made me a technician.
Okay, so you just fell into it, and now you're a pharmacy technician.
Yeah. Wow.
So tell me a little bit more about you. I mean, do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah, he's around here somewhere.
Okay, he's the spine breaker, the mellow spine breaker.
Is that his name, spine breaker?
Yeah. Does he break your spine?
Not mine, but people who I guess don't like him.
I don't know. People that don't like him get their spine broken.
I guess.
You have to like him.
Yeah.
If you like him, it's okay.
Here's Michael Bublé.
No, he did it for fun.
Break spines.
This sounds like it's not a very bonobo thing to do.
What do you mean? Break spines.
What? Is he really like hurting people?
No.
Wait a second.
Hey, Michael Bloom.
Hi, Dr. Smith.
Bloom took me to Yale event tonight.
Yeah, pleasure's
all. He drank some cups.
Yep.
He had some big tureens of mixed alcohol. That's what we did.
Indeed.
It's a collegiate thing.
A little bit of Dionysus is everywhere tonight there.
Yeah. Dionysus.
But drinking games were good. We had the 7x7 like in rugby, but you had to drink beer real fast, and the next guy did, and had to go back down
the
way.
I didn't go to the beer games.
But it was people from all the generations teamed up. It was good.
Okay.
So we went to this Yale event. There were many different generations. There were many different drinks. And now we're here, and Maggie is our guest.
And Maggie looks great too.
Maggie is a beautiful girl who's a pharmacy technician. And she is also a mellow girl.
Yeah.
And I had a profound encounter with Maggie.
Yes, we did.
We did, didn't we?
Yes, I'm not sure what we did exactly.
I have some idea. I poured lime powder on your nipples.
Okay, I do remember that.
And I also remember licking it off.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then I had a drink of agua, cocoa, and liquor.
And?
And then, I don't know.
I do remember you hitting me with the cat in nine tails when I was on the bondage X.
Okay, I don't even remember that. I hit you? Why would I hit such a beautiful girl?
Well, you weren't hitting me, you were dangling it over me.
I was teasing you.
Yes.
That I could imagine. Teasing me really bad. I was licking you with the cat in nine tails, licking you with the lime powder.
And you were just delicious, and you were not quite as beautiful as you are now. What is that? Were you doing? I think you were wearing glasses. Yes, I was. You were wearing glasses, and it was cute. The glasses were cute, but now you're totally beautiful.
Yeah, I got contacts like these now.
Oh, really? Just got contacts.
Yeah, still adjusting. Really? Okay.
So the tease leads to sleeping, or...
I don't remember really anything after that.
I do remember you brought up the snake, though. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Jeff is on line, too. Let's talk to Jeff. Hello, Jeff. Jeff, are you there? Yeah. Hi, Jeff. What's going on? Okay.
Is this Dr. Pilar?
Yes, it is.
How are you doing?
I'm all right, Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for you to ask me a question.
Your turn, Jeff.
It's all on you.
Come on, big boy, step up, ask your questions.
You can actually make comment also if you can't formulate the question. Something, or you could say nothing, in which case we would call you a doofus.
I mean, this is typical.
What is with these guys? I had all this energy. Is this Dr. Block? Come on. I don't remember anything else to say. You can't yell the intimidation.
Okay, Jeff, my name is Jeff. I have my dick in my hand.
When was the first time you had sex?
Yeah, get the good stuff. I think it was, like 16. It was 16.
Yeah.
It was my first real boyfriend.
It was kind of cute.
And then my mom walked in on it.
And it wasn't so pretty after that.
Did you do it in the living room?
No, it was in my room.
In your room.
Yeah, no one was home, and everyone decided to come home at once.
Right. And did he pressure you, or did you pressure him?
I actually pressured him.
Really? That's enough. I don't want to be a virgin anymore.
Yeah. I was like, okay, you need to fess up now. We need to do this now.
Step up to the plate. You're the boyfriend. You're the one with the penis. I need you.
Yeah. I was like, you should want this more than me. Hurry up.
Okay. And then if he didn't hurry up, did he really hurry up too much? Did you actually have an orgasm or no?
We didn't actually have time to have an orgasm.
Parents
walked in.
Yeah.
My mom walked in and, what the hell?
Really? She saw you naked with your boyfriend having sex?
Yeah.
How did she handle it?
It was kind of a mess. I was grounded for a long time.
Really?
What happened to him? I was the father. You were my daughter.
Well, it's just me and my mom and my little brother.
She didn't have to deal with the father.
Yeah.
Forget about the dog. Forget about the owner, beware of the father.
Yeah. Was that it for that boyfriend?
Yeah, after that we were kind of like, it's not that fun anymore.
Aww.
So when was your first orgasm? Well, a couple months after that, I got a different boyfriend.
Okay. And you didn't do it in your room this time? No, it was at his house, and his parents didn't care.
Right.
Okay, so you had it more planned out.
Yeah, it was more private.
So you did it in his room, and he gave you an orgasm?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Through oral or intercourse?
Oral intercourse was that great.
Well, first time generally is that great for a woman. But he gave you an orgasm.
Yeah.
All right. Props to him.
I know.
Shout out his name.
Here.
If I can remember it.
Oh, wait, that's kind of bad, right?
I don't care. I wouldn't know if he made it up.
I'll just shout out a random name. Mark.
Props to you for giving an orgasm to our girl Maggie. Her first time out with his tongue. Good for you, Mark. Or whatever your name is.
Good job, Mark. Make that happen. That doesn't give much hope to the guys out there that think, hey, if I give the girl an orgasm,
maybe I'll get some credit. But you don't even remember his name to give him credit.
No, I don't remember his name.
Okay, well, that's okay.
Well, I guess you're the guy? Well, I would ask next, if that's the case, what was the most intense orgasm then?
This could remember that. Michael, you're asking these questions in front of the boyfriend. Well, I was actually going to say it was him. I'm not kidding. It actually was. Okay, that's safe. Our first time actually having sex. He made my entire leg go numb. My whole bottom half went numb.
The first time having sex with him, my whole bottom half went numb.
Was that oral or intercourse?
That was intercourse.
Yeah.
All right. Props to you, Mark.
Oh, that's not Mark.
Michael. Props to you.
Well, not me, but him.
Yeah, the other Michael.
Good job, brother. Wow. Good question.
What was his secret? How did he accomplish that?
I have no idea.
No idea.
He's extremely big, which is true.
Oh, really? He's got a big cock.
Yes.
How big?
You can guess.
I've never actually measured it, but I want to say 9 to 10.
Yeah, okay. That's big. Yeah. So you think you're a size queen?
No, but... With him, it actually works.
Sounds like you need a big one. Make it come.
Yeah, make me have an intense orgasm. Yes, intense.
Okay.
Props to Michael.
Okay.
That's my dog.
An M factor.
And when was this?
That was 4 years ago.
Oh, God, you guys have been together a long time.
Yeah, off and on.
Why off?
Well, we couldn't really see each other for a while. And then, because I had other things that were going on, and he had other things that he had to do, so it was just kind of an inconvenience. And I said, you can go and date all day whoever I want.
Okay, but now you're back to the big cock.
Yeah, two years straight now.
Wow. So you went off for a little while, and did you have little cocks while you were gone?
I had virgins while I was gone.
You decided to virginize some boys.
Yeah, I decided to corrupt some people.
And how was that for you?
More like a chore.
Yeah. It's a job.
Yeah, it's like being a kindergarten teacher.
Was this a sort of calling for a little while, you know, to the Lord? It was. No, it was just people I went to school with, and for some reason they're like, well, I've never been with anyone in a hall. Well, I guess I'll fix that.
Really?
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
They were nice boys. I felt bad corrupting them, but I had to do it.
I'm sure they didn't feel bad about it.
No.
Okay, well, that's a good thing to get into as a side occupation while you're kind of on your off side with your boyfriend. But now you're on.
Yeah, so back to real deal. And is it better than before, or just better than the virgins?
Well, definitely better than the virgins.
But yeah, it's been the same all the way throughout the whole four years. So wait, he's listening to your every word right now. I know, I can see him smirking in the corner.
I mean, why break up with them? What's wrong with them?
I had a lot of things I had to do with school, and I didn't really have time to hang out.
He requires a lot of hanging out.
Yeah, and he had work, and I was like, I don't want to deal with it.
Work.
Yeah, what kind of work does he do? At the time, he was doing computer work. He's working for a big... So now you're together again, and you deal with his work and your work, and the main thing is he's got a nice cock.
And he makes you come.
He also has lovely hair. Yeah, he has longer hair than me. And my hair is almost down to my ass.
So he has longer hair than you.
Yeah. You like that in a man.
I do.
What does longer hair symbolize to you? I don't know, it's just something to pull when I'm having sex.
Oh, pull his hair?
Yeah, I kind of like get my hand in there and just yank it.
Hard?
At times.
No, I don't hurt. I don't pull his hair. No, maybe you need that to spice it up a little bit. Maybe another added advantage of being a Samsonian, you know, keep your hair long. Oh, yes. Samson, is it like make him strong, keep his hair long?
I guess, yeah.
It makes your powers keep the hair long. You know, Michael Landon, great. Michael Landon was a Samsonian, and he was a great javelin thrower at USC College. And they made his hair. He swears to God, he lost 25 feet of javelin throw up, he had to cut his long hair. After that, he never wore his hair short again.
Wow.
The power of hair, I used to be the pro throw. And I think it helped me a little bit, but there's other ways to keep game on.
When did you ever throw? I never saw you throw.
About 30, 31. A little before we met.
Yeah, a few years before we met.
Back, pre-Yale.
Yeah, I feel that I need my hair for my strength myself.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, all right. Some people that have hair fetish. Usually they want sort of like underarm hair and stuff. You have underarm hair?
No, she's like a pretty smooth girl.
She's just smooth and just kind of whatever.
So do you have any sexual fantasies?
I think the only one I had actually fulfilled.
That's okay. What was that?
Mine was having sex on my mom's bed.
You got a thing with your mom.
we're kind of like rivals. We butt heads. We're trying to see which one's the dominant one all the time.
Mom, God, let her be mom.
Well, she tries to be more like my sister, so if she tries, why can't I?
Exactly. Okay, well, fair.
So you sex on her bed.
Yeah, she still doesn't know.
And did you do it with boyfriend? No, it's when we're actually broken up and we're seeing other people.
Oh, this is someone else.
Yeah, it was my neighbor, actually.
Your neighbor? Does Michael know about this?
Yeah. Oh, nothing new.
He's pretty confident over there, I gotta say.
So the neighbor, how did the neighbor happen?
We went to school together. And he had a band going on, and I went there one day, and we were all just hanging out and drinking. And I was like, hey, you want to come back to my house? And he said, okay. And that's it, one thing led to another, and I was like, no, let's do it on her bed.
Wow. You did it in your mom's bed.
Yeah, she didn't catch you. No, she was at work.
Okay, so how did it feel doing it in your mom's bed?
Kind of triumphant. Yeah, triumphant. Like, I won.
Moms everywhere are cringing right now. But it's cool. That's what happens, you know? It's like the Buddha says, kill your parents, right?
That's what the Buddha says.
One Buddha, I don't know which one, but maybe Zen or Tibetan or one of those Buddhas. But one of those Buddhas says you've got to kill your parents in order to mature. And it doesn't mean kill them literally, but sort of surpass them in some fashion.
Chuck says, go back in time and kill your parents before you're born. That's how you usurp ultimate power.
Kill them before you're born, but then you're not born.
Exactly, so you're a being unto yourself.
Sounds like Terminator stuff.
That's comical stuff.
Yeah, don't bring Arnold Schwarzenegger into this.
But the Electra complex has some serious ramifications.
I mean, this is kind of interesting.
But maybe that's what this is leading to. Maggie's kind of, I don't know, you've got this competition thing with your mom. Do you still have it, or do you like one?
We still have it.
What's shot out over you now?
Well, nothing really, it's just little things here and there that we do that is unspoken, but it still happens.
Does she have a boyfriend?
She has many boyfriends, but no boyfriends, guys that she has sex with that aren't serious.
There's a police officer, a doctor, and some other guy that she found off the street, or in the gym, I don't know. Wow, so she's a little bit slutty, I mean, I'm not saying it's bad thing, you know, I'm an ethical hedonist, I'm all for people having different partners.
My mom is, she's very good looking, she looks at least 20 years younger than what she is. She's very good looking, you're younger than what you are, you're like five, I don't know. So you'll probably look the same for a year or maybe a decade, actually. Yeah, pretty close. You'll probably suck for a decade, actually.
Yep. So do you love your mom? Ooh, that's a hard one. I love the fact that she's done everything she can for me. That she raised me and my little brother by herself for pretty much all our lives.
Wow, that's a big deal.
That's a huge deal.
Why are you hesitating? My mom is not exactly the best mom around. Who is the best mom around?
She did the best she could in supporting us, but other than that, she liked the fact that we couldn't go anywhere without her saying,
Well, yeah, you can go, but you can't go out tomorrow night or you can't go out for the rest of this month. No, but this went after we were 18, after we were, you know, adults.
Were you still in her house?
Yes, but we had paid rent. We paid rent, everything, and... She still was like, no, you can't do this.
You got into her trip of paying rent. But she said, we can, on your own.
Yeah, but we couldn't go out. I couldn't stay out until, once it got dark, I had to come back inside.
Dark, tough in the winter.
Yeah, like at 5 o'clock, I had to be back inside. Doesn't matter if I had to go to school or not. I had to be inside the house.
Yeah, but how would you become a pharmacy technician? If not for a little discipline, she knew better. Well, I thought my mother had moved out after I was done.
Yeah, but your mom must have instilled some sort of discipline. Her discipline was making me stay at home and my little brother running around doing whatever he wanted.
Oh, you still got all the rage against your mom.
Yeah, it'll go away. I hear you. Well, I've only been out of the house long enough for you to understand.
Yeah, what she's done for you.
I hope she does live long. I mean, if she's gone, I would miss her. I really would. I'd be sad.
So what are the other fantasies?
Like midgets.
I mean, a fantasy of what you might want to do in the future.
I've always wanted to have sex on a plane. I really would. I really would like to.
So when is your next flight?
I would like to go to Hawaii in December. I'm talking my boyfriend into going to Hawaii and maybe sneaking into the bathroom. But hey, big guy, how's he gonna get a little lavatory?
He can do it though. You have to sit him down on the little seat. And then you get on top.
Oh, we could do that.
You know, and you put your legs up.
I'm very flexible. Yeah, we could do that.
We could do that. It's a club you belong to.
It's good. I'm a member.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's only recently that it's really difficult to have sex in planes.
Everybody has sex in planes.
Yeah, everyone's all crazy about it now. Oh, no, two people can't go to the bathroom. What? Why not?
Well, they're all paranoid now.
It's easing up a little bit. You know, it's getting a little better.
Have you had sex in planes?
With box cutter. It's been a couple years. Not too long.
Yeah, it's been after 9/11.
Well, I don't know. I think it's tougher in planes now.
Yeah, certainly compared to the 80s, I mean, or the 90s, absolutely. But it's a little easier on planes. There's a couple years there, it was really tense, no matter what. In the end, you're on a plane.
Yeah. Brother Joe, have you been on a plane lately?
No.
They take away your box cutter?
They take away my screwdriver.
Yeah. How can you screw without a screwdriver?
It's not very easy.
Oh, Joe, brother.
So,
what about Brandon?
So what about Obama? He just bombed Afghanistan and killed 13 civilians.
Or so, troops. A little more change that we can't believe.
Yeah, and the Pakistan missiles. Don't forget about those.
There's several Pakistan missiles. He's totally pulling out of Iraq.
I don't know about that. He says he is. No, he's sending more troops into Iraq.
Yeah.
Except I'm starting to lose a little hope.
I know, yeah. those abs are starting to fade in my mind.
he still looks good with that shirt on.
Oh, yeah. For a present. No, that's him.
No, he's got a good bod.
I mean, what?
It's all right.
It's pretty good for a president. Come on, give him some props.
He worked out a lot during the stretch. He was better a year or two ago, he was out of shape. But he's worked out. I give him that. Every morning he did work out on the campaign trail. But is he really in shape? Come on, he's cut his smoking down. He hasn't quit, but he's got a very sore tail. And he did say, you know, nasty detail. Well, isn't that the point? I mean, come on. So I give him props on that.
Yeah, he's cool with that.
He's pretty cool with that.
Nobody would ever believe that a nine and a half of a black dude would not know that you're supposed to inhale when you smoke weed. Yeah, he's a half a black dude, I guess. Holy crap. Okay, he's a brother. And there's a lot of cool things about it, but I am disappointed about the bombing. Drop bras, not bombs.
I mean, he's not going to definitely do what he did at the beginning of the campaign, which is pull a lot of the needle and rack and all that. He shifted way to the right, as you see, just almost on a continuous basis throughout the whole campaign, and he's continued that day.
I'm depressed.
Sorry, but this is, you know.
We can still draw bras, as we often do.
Well, I always felt that getting a lot of babes there. You know, out there, get the nose area where Northwest Pakistan, that would smoke out all the terrorist stuff. You get women out there and smoke them out with the ganja weird noise. You didn't have to do weaponry. You could really do other curtailing or bring in the diplomatic opportunities.
There are.
Or get Dolomite's tiger girls over there.
Exactly. A little imagination. You can get those militants to come out of their holes if you just throw Maggie out there. I would love to have gone on that. That would pull out a bomb.
And if you get that $30 million payday, whack a couple of those guys, not a bad deal.
Spray Afghanistan with liquid heroin. Ed Bundy Institute. Afghanistan is already sprayed with liquid heroin or something.
I mean, they've got all these poppies there, you know.
It's booming.
Yeah, you really can't hit them with drugs. They've already got drugs.
People push family and take over hedonism. Hedonism, party down.
They don't have very many blondes over there, so.
Right. Well, I don't know how blonde looks with their kind of, you know, compression.
Yeah.
But there's lots of opportunities for hedonism. Ethical hedonism.
Cars, I probably do that, actually.
Did you say they drop blondes, not bombs?
Yeah, blondes, right there, down into the Khyber Pass. And you will get all those militants to come out of their little caves.
Why not? Nothing ever else worked in the history of warfare there in the Khyber Pass. You can't do much else, so maybe that would work.
They are pretty entrenched.
How come I can't hear anybody else in my headphones, Brother Joe, except myself? I sort of hear myself. I believe you need new headphones. We've got new headphones. Check your cord.
Let's see. Trace my cord. My cord is between my legs.
Okay, now my cord is here. Here's my cord. Okay. Volume control. Test. Well, Susie, I have to make the run to the gate. But I must say tonight was quite a fun, filled event.
Look at your pictures.
They're already on your computer.
They're on my computer?
Yes.
You did download? I copied every single one.
Okay. Well, we had fun.
We had the Yale event.
Yeah, the Yale Fest, every day in the month of February. One city has a party for Yale. Across the country.
Tonight was L.A.
And, you know, we drank a lot.
I don't know how meaningful it was.
There were a few good exchanges. The drinking games were okay.
They were okay.
It was juvenile, to be honest, but it was all right.
This LA party. But you know what's going to happen in less than a week?
I know what's going to happen. The big boys coming back.
Max!
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Is coming back. You don't even know Max, do you, Maggie? No.
Max is coming back.
All right. Well, you're going to meet Max.
He'll like you.
He's one of a kind. A true brother, and we're very excited. No more than, well, Susie's the most excited, but we all are.
And then I'd be like incestuous.
You know what to say.
He's not that kind of brother either.
He's Italian family.
Oh, you know what I mean.
But we're very excited.
I mean, talk about injustice. You think you have problems in your young life. I mean, this is outrageous what's happened here in the last 9 months. So we're very excited.
We've had nine months of government-sponsored torture. But anyway, we're okay. And Max is coming back. And you know, one funny thing about torture is it feels so good when it stops. I mean, it's amazing. It feels better than if you didn't have it because when it stops.
Exactly.
If you don't know the pain to begin with, then the pleasure doesn't feel as good.
Susie, you did a great job too. Did I? Yeah, you did a great job. I couldn't have done better. Now I can think of it, that Rick James and Tina Marie song. What was that? Fire and Desire. Pain before pleasure. Oh, hey. That's pretty good. Pain is pleasure.
No, pain is pleasure, but just the sensation, one and the same. If you can get past pain, get through the pain, then you will find pleasure.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. See, she's not to endorse pain.
No, but if you can't help it, it's just that pain just flows through your life. Just flow with it, and pleasure will be on the other side.
Yeah. Well, Susie, I have to go home and pleasure somebody.
Really?
Would that be your wife?
That's right. That's what I have to do. It's very important.
Okay, we'll let you do this.
And we can follow up what you talked about privately in the car, too.
Ooh. What we talked about privately in the car. We can't do that tonight because that involved other people.
That's right. And we can't let the listening audience know.
Well, we were talking about an orgy.
We can't let everybody know. That's what everybody likes about. Is that where Fantasy's Maggie? Maybe. An orgy? Orgy gender. Maybe. I don't think so. Come on. But anyways, no more orgy for Obama.
Do you think Obama ever should have an orgy? We had Obama at our orgy.
He was wearing wings and he was naked.
And I cut his hair. He was cool. He was good. He was right here.
And, you know, it was before all the bomb dropping. Well, actually, it was after one bomb drop.
Yeah, Pakistan. There's been a few drops on Pakistan.
You know what? I really don't have a lot of love for Pakistan. I must say. I really don't.
They make great steel.
They make great steel. I didn't even know about that.
They got about six nukes, and they have some nukes. 60 to counteract India, they're the seventh leading power world in nuclear weapons, and they're very passionate people. They got a lot of people too, 160 million, 170 million, crammed into a small space. And a lot of pressure with India has 10 times that population will in the next few years.
But in India, they're a little bit more spread out.
Yeah, they're a little more advanced.
And they're Hindu. Well, kind of. They have some Muslims.
Pakistan is pretty much all Muslim.
Yeah, a lot of money in Mumbai. I mean, some of the wealthiest people in the world.
They're growing very rich.
I'm flying in Mumbai. Now, Mumbai, isn't that where the terrorist attack?
That's correct.
Mumbai was Bombay. Where's Bombay now?
Well, that's Mumbai. Just like Beijing was Peking.
What happened to Bombay?
That is Mumbai. Same city, same thing.
I think it was a totally marketing decision. Because Bombay has a reputation for being kind of crazy with all these gobs and gobs of super poor people. So I think they decided to change the name of Bombay to Mumbai.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway, India. Have you ever been abroad, Maggie?
I've been to Mexico, Canada, and that's about it. Canada, America's hat. America's hat. Canada's right now. No, it was just a little bit above the border.
Not too far. Would you go to Mexico, Tijuana? No, I haven't been to Tijuana, I wish.
I've been to Mexico City, and that's about it.
Mexico City.
Yeah, we just drove straight down into it.
Were you a good girl?
Yeah. I didn't do anything bad.
Too bad.
I tried, but nothing happened.
What were you trying to do?
Well, at the time I brought my boyfriend with me. And we tried to sneak away and have some fun.
This one, Michael?
No, that was a long time ago.
Not such a big box.
Yeah, I tried to sneak away, but everyone was there.
So where did I hear that you wanted to do some kind of erotic something?
Probably from Terry. I was talking to her. I love dancing. Yeah, I would love to just dance every night.
You want to be a stripper?
Stripper, flamingo dancer.
Well, I just love dancing.
Everything in between.
Flamingo, do you know how to dance?
Yeah.
So you could dance flamingo at El Cid or something?
Yeah, I love dancing. Anything. Stripper, teasing, classical, everything. I love it.
Well, but I mean, a stripper is a whole different thing.
Yeah, that's where you're like,
you're really pouring on the sex on being a stripper.
Yeah. Would you want to do that?
Yeah, I have no problems with it.
Yeah, you want to go to like Sam's Hofbräu and get a job?
Doesn't bother me anywhere. Yeah, I mean, have you tried?
I just like dancing, and I haven't actually reached that point where I'm like, you know what? I want to do this now.
Look at the airstead. We had a stripper pole.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
Bye. So you want to be a stripper?
Yeah.
Well, what's stopping you? Honestly, I have no idea. I've never really gone and said I want to do this.
Sure, so it will be me.
Oh, this is the boyfriend.
Yeah, this is my boyfriend.
Why are you called Spinebreaker?
I broke a kid back in high school.
Why?
Knee drop.
No, it was a steel toe.
Your boot?
My boot.
What did you do?
I just kicked him with his back. Actually, when he was murdered, I kicked him with his back, but the name stuck me.
Ah, you're asking me a question, Maggie.
I'm going to go to that.
You're going to the bathroom.
Okay, everyone, Maggie's going to the bathroom now. I'm going to try to be secret about that, but... Okay, so Michael.
Yes, ma'am.
What should we know about Maggie now that she's gone? No.
I'm not sure. She's quite the wild one.
She's wild.
Even a little wild for you, the spinebreaker?
Hell no.
So why do you call her the wild one?
Mortal.
Because she's one of the only ones that can keep up with me. Anywhere, like in bed or outside, anywhere.
Yeah. So you're the wild one.
In a four-man three-legged race, she can keep up.
Tripod.
Yeah. All right. So now she's going to be a stripper.
That's fine by me. I'm going to be a stripper.
You don't mind other men sticking like $20 bills in her G-string?
It's paying for my lunch. I don't care.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Okay, but what if she buys someone else lunch?
That's a problem.
It's got to all go to your lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, I'm the male here. I see.
You're the pimp.
I'm the pimp.
So what do you do? Do you pimp for a living?
I wish.
I ain't got no hoes.
I got my clothes in Santa Claus, baby.
Really? More than Maggie?
Back quick.
You wish you had more hoes.
Yeah.
Oh, look, Maggie, you got a cute little top on. You look very sexy.
Thank you.
Oh. Ooh.
A little cop in a field.
So he's all set for you to be a stripper. I mean, there's peppermint rye or spearmint rye now.
He wants me to be a stripper so that I can bring my friends home.
I think he wants some lunch, is what he was talking about. Have you ever had a threesome?
No, we haven't.
Between the two of us, no.
He's had two girls. Yeah, he's had his own fill that I haven't tried yet.
He's had his fill. Are you filled?
Well, you said that's okay. But yes, I have. Pretty happy here.
Works for me. Okay, we're all happy. How about two guys? Would you like to have two guys, Maggie? What do you think about that?
What do you think about that, Michael?
Look at me.
I thought all the mellow boys were into romance and stuff.
No, romance is one thing.
Why is that a different thing?
Balls touching, whole different thing.
I wasn't necessarily talking about balls touching. I'm talking about two guys with Maggie.
Filling different roles.
Oh, my God.
They don't have to touch my balls, you know, male saber, crossing. Sometimes not worth it.
Swords, not gonna happen.
No sword fights.
I don't want to make anybody else feel inadequate.
Oh, that's a good one. But what if Maggie just wants the experience?
Maybe she wants to cross sabers.
Two guys, really amazing thing. I mean, I would recommend any woman to be with two guys at one point in their life.
We'll see. I mean, it doesn't have to be you.
It could be two other guys.
Oh, well, in that case.
You know, just any two guys. Just as long as they're attractive.
Brandon, help me out.
I'm on it. I'm sorry, let me think about that. Okay, I'm on it.
Okay, we've thought about it. We're ready. This is going to happen post-show.
I was going to flash him there. He said, okay, before I can do it.
Wait, let me get my camera ready. Okay. Are we flashing here?
Those are boobies.
I can attest to that.
Okay, wait, one more shot here. Wait, but I can't see the actual boobies. Okay, yeah, pull them out. There we go. Fantastic.
Okay, okay, we have boobs on the air.
Yeah.
And these are lovely, natural, real boobs from a boob family.
Yeah.
Mm. You can tell. Mm.
These are genetically
perfect.
Perfect boobs.
Yeah, they bounce when I walk. They're not like stiff.
No.
It's real.
Yeah. Okay. And they're very, very good for licking lime powder off of.
good for licking.
So I'm excited about your new career as a stripper.
Oh, really? I might have to hit you up, Brandon.
Well, I'm in Sam's Hop Row. It's right down the street. And it's a friendly place. It's not like you have to be one of these hardened porn star types. You know, I think it'll work for you. At least for a beginning. You know, then you might move on to Spearmint Rhino. Something like that. But start out with Sam's Hop Row. Just walk in there. They'll give you a job. I mean, it doesn't seem like you need the money. You mainly want the experience.
Yeah, I'm going to have fun because my work sucks.
He wants some money.
He's not going to get my money.
Pimp wants lunch.
You want the dick?
You better pay me.
You're not paying for your dick.
You better pay for my pussy.
She's not paying for your dick. Doesn't matter. She's a woman. She's a beautiful woman. She can get a big dick somewhere else. But she happens to like yours. Why? Why do you like his so much?
Because he knows all the right spots.
That too. I don't know. He makes me happy.
Aww, that's romantic. What are you looking for?
He stole my drink.
I have your drink.
We're 2 minutes past. What are we on?
2 minutes past what?
The end of the show.
Oh, God, the show just went. I thought we were dragging along.
The drinks came out.
Fuck yeah. All right. So thank you very much, Maggie.
Thank you, Dr. Susie and Michael.
Absolutely my pleasure.
Brother Brand. Thank you all. This is Dr. Susie Blockchain Radio, Z1 Worldwide Revolution, Sexual Revelation. We will be back next week, hopefully with Max. I think, I believe, I hope. Hope is the new black. In the meantime, I want you to be happy. Be a stripper. Be a pharmacy technician. Be whatever you want, but try not to hurt anyone. Don't give them a drug overdose. Okay? Including yourself. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you, I love you.
Okay, we're going to have some drinks now. We're going to be back with pole dancer. We're going to get up on the stripper pole. And maybe Sarah Palin will do a striptease. You never know. You're among the enemy, Sarah. Watch out. Oh, come on, Dickie Balls. Come on, give him a hug. Give Dickie Balls a hug. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back. Don't you guys go anywhere.